we've had people express an interest in music and creating songs and things like that. And we went last month to see a recording studio, and they talked a lot about a program called Pro Tools, which is unfortunately not as accessible in its current form as it could be for folks who are blind, visually impaired, because it's very, very graphically based. Tim, my husband, has been very involved in audio things for a long, long time. He used to be a DJ in high school.
Nice.
And he went to Boston University and did his undergraduate degree in broadcast journalism. And for the last, I don't know, how many years, he's been doing recording the meetings at Vibug and then editing them and putting them up on the internet. We do the cooking show and he's our producer. So he puts in like all the sounds, takes out all our mistakes, puts it all together. He emails it to all of the radio stations across the country that play the show. And he does all this using a program called Goldwave, which is like $35, right?
Yeah, $35 or $40.
We just wanted to show you guys what Goldwave can do, because it's a fully accessible program and it's fun.
I remember when I was 9 years old, I got my first tape recorder and I went crazy. I loved it. I used to take it everywhere with me and record everything and record my parents and record everything. Now, we're in the realm of digital audio editing on a computer. This program, Goldwave, which Shell said is true, costs about $35 or $40, will run on any PC. I'm running it now on a laptop, but it'll run on a desktop machine. It runs with either JAWS or WindowEye. So if you
nice.
Either JAWS or WindowEye, you can use this program. The other thing that I use this program for, which I'm going to show you guys, is I use it to produce the radio show that Our Space, Our Place puts out. I'm going to kind of show you a little bit of how I put that together. So right now, we're going to go on the desktop.
My top key, Goldwave.
And I'm going to go into Goldwave.
I'm starting. Goldwave. Arrow. Goldwalk. Launch attention.
So now we're in the program. We're going to do a practice recording here just to make sure that things are working. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to do a control N to start a new, for new, to start a new file.
New sound, number of channels, two stereo, combo box.
You can either record in stereo or mono. This laptop has two microphones on it, so actually you can record in stereo. We're going to tab down here.
Sampling rate, 44,100. Xbox.
Sampling rate, that means that's CD quality, so that's what we're recording here, CD quality audio, the same kind of audio you'd get on a CD.
Initial file length, HHMMSS.T, 1 o'clock, Xbox.
The file can be as long as we need it, it just depends on how big the hard drive on your computer is.
Quality and duration, 0.
So, we'll tab to OK here.
OK, code log.
Hit enter.
Hourglass.
So what we do to start recording with this program is you hold down the control key and you hit the F9 key on the keyboard. So that's what we're going to do, and it should say recording to let us know that we're recording.
Record.
Okay, so now we're recording, and the fun thing about recording with digital audio is that you can, if you screw up and make a mistake, you can fix it. So now we're going to stop recording. To stop recording, I'm going to hit Control F8.
Stop recording.
And now, to play this back, I can either hit the space bar or I can hit the function key 4, so I'll hit the space
bar.
Okay, so now we're recording. And the fun thing about recording with digital audio is that you can, if you screw up and make a mistake, you can fix it. So now we're going to stop recording. To stop recording, I'm going to hit Control F8. That sounds actually pretty good. Now, let's say I'm going to send this recording off to Jeffrey, and I don't want him to hear how stupid I sound, and I want to fix it. The cool thing about Goldwave is it works just like a tape recorder. So if I hit F4, which is the play key.
Play.
Now, okay. If I want to pause it,
so now we're recording.
I can hit F6.
And the fun thing about pause.
I'm sorry, F7 for pause. And I hit it again, it starts playing.
Audio is that,
and if I want to fast forward, I hit F6. There we go. And if I want to rewind, I hit F5.
Rewind.
And it's
well, you've got it really slow.
I set it really slow for editing purposes. So what we're going to do is now we're going to go through this recording and we're going to get rid of my ahs and ums so that I sound really like I know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to start to play here.
Okay. So now we're recording. And the fun thing about recording with
there we go. So now I'm going to go back a little bit over that.
Rewind.
I'm rewinding.
It's going to take forever.
Yeah, it is actually. I'm going to speed up. I'm going to go in and speed up the rewind because you're right. It will take forever if I don't. So let me go in and do that. You can change the rewind and fast forward speeds.
Control properties. Play. Green play. Green play. Yellow. So yellow play
rewind.
One. Yellow play one. Fast. Rewind. R. 0.10.
So let's set this to 1.00.
1.00.
And enter.
Goes off. Play.
Okay. So now we're recording. And the fun thing about recording with
pause.
Here we go. So now we're going to put it on pause. I'm going to rewind.
Rewind. Pause. 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 Rewind. Pause. Pause. Pause.
There. So now we're going to put a start marker here at the beginning of the place that I want to do a delete. Start and finish marker is your left and right bracket keys, which are to the right of the letter P on your keyboard.
Start marker.
Pause. Perfect. So I'm going to now put the finish marker here, and then I'm going to delete this. And then we'll play it back and see how it sounds.
Finish marker.
Now hit my delete key. And now let's select the whole file again and play this back.
Play.
Okay. So now we're recording. And the fun thing about recording with digital audio is that,
another one. Gotta get rid of that.
Rewind. Start marker. Play.
You can, if you screw up the
talk. Close enough. Close enough.
Play. Pause.
So now. Finish marker.
Finish marker.
Delete. Let's see how it sounds now. And the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to trim a little bit of this off the beginning because there's a little bit of silence here at the beginning.
Play.
Okay.
So pause.
And I'm going to start right where it says okay. So get rid of that silence at the beginning. So let me do that.
And now we're recording.
Stop. Play.
Okay.
Pause. Pause.
Okay. So now I'm going to hit the start marker.
Start marker.
And do a control T for trim.
Trim.
And now let's try this.
Play.
Okay, so now we're recording, and the fun thing about recording with digital audio is that you can, if you screw up and make a mistake,
it's gone.
You can fix it.
It's gone.
Okay. Magic. Magic.
So, you could not do this with a regular tape recorder. I mean, you could try, if you had two tape recorders, you could record one or the other and keep hitting the pause control, but you couldn't get as tight an edit as you can with
Goldwave.
With Goldwave or with any digital audio editing program. For stuff like mixes and stuff that you do, Carl, you would love this because you can have all your music on a computer and then just mix all the songs in and mix them in where you wanted them and have it segue from one song to the other and fade in and fade out.
Do a fade in, do a fade in.
The next thing I want to show you is...
Are you going to bring up Nicole?
I can bring up... You know what? I'll bring up Nicole because Nicole's here. I would have brought up Keandre, but Keandre is not here. So you snooze, you lose. This voice is one that some of you know, and Nicole will know this.
And welcome to another edition of Country Music.
That's day on.
Right.
We're going to go find Nicole, and we're going to put Nicole's little bit together here. I think she's near the end. Let's see how long this file is here.
138.294.
1 minute and 38.294 seconds. So let's...
You will be equal 1 minute MGS plus 4.
So I set this now so I can jump ahead by a minute as I'm playing through the file. So by a minute. You can jump ahead by 10 seconds or by 1 second or by a minute or by an hour or whatever.
By two hours.
When you jump, do you just use the right arrow?
I think in this case it's either the page down or the end key. I forget which one it is. Let me play here and let's find Nicole.
All right, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Country Music. I'm honored to bring you some of my favorite...
Oh, there's Keandre. He sounds like he's asleep.
That's your Keandre.
There we go.
Hold on. Let me look.
Called I Walk the Line with the Same Title. All right, so let's go with the song. The next song is called Beer for My Horses, Toby Keith and Willie Nelson. Now, Toby Keith is a pop country artist, and Willie Nelson is a legend, and Willie Nelson had so many country. Oh, everybody, join us for the Dueling Banjos. Don't worry, next time you're going to get some female artists like Tammy Wynette. Until then, bye-bye.
I think Jay's a natural.
DJ Charisma. My songs have to be Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Nothing But a G Thing. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, nothing but a G thing. My second song, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, 187. Third song, Ice Cube, It Was a Good Day. Good night.
Pause. So that's Keandre.
Wow.
I only could find one of his songs. The only one I could find was It Was a Good Day. So that's the one that we did. But I think let's see if Nicole's
keep going.
Stay on Delic. David Bowie, Ground Control to Major Tom. Don't you forget about me. David Bowie, good night.
Hi, my name's Nina. My first song I'm going to play tonight is Plantation Boys by Bob Marley. My second song I'm going to play tonight is Realize. And my third and final song tonight is Apologize.
Pause.
Okay.
So the next one's
Here's Nicole.
Hey folks, what's up? My name's Nicole, and I have fun.
I want to put Nicole in a separate file here so we can work on her. So we're going to do that right now. So we're going to copy her to the clipboard.
Copy the clipboard.
And paste her into a new file.
Hey, who?
Here she is.
Hey folks, what's up?
Got to get rid of Nina's laughing, though, because that's not part of Nicole. So yeah, so we're going to do that right now.
Wait, pause. Stop.
Hey, folks.
Pause. Stop.
Hey.
Pause. Peace. Start marker.
Hey, folks, what's up? My name's Nicole, and I have fun.
Okay.
Hey, folks, what's up?
Yeah, they gotta go back a little bit, Nicole.
Hey, folks.
Stop. Stop. Wait. Pause.
This is really a tight edit, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I know.
Start marker.
Hey, folks, what's up? My name's Nicole.
That's pretty good.
Good. Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right, I think that's the best we're gonna do. So let's do this.
Hey folks, what's up? My name's Nicole, and I have fun.
Okay, now, here's Nicole. Now, Nicole, she couldn't think of any songs, so what she did, she gave Cheryl a CD and she had us pick three. Did you like the three songs we picked, Nicole?
Actually, I did.
You did? Well, that's good. So the first one we picked was this one.
Oh, Dialogue, Open Sound, My Name and Combo, Ed Fox, Jesus, I Feel Musical When I Walk.
Girls Bomb. Girls Bomb. High School Musical?
High School Musical 2.
Good.
Goldway, you could do funny things, like, for example, if you wanted to.
Actually, you fill them.
You could set it so the song plays backwards. Here we go.
Pencil. 33%. 58%.
It's gonna be a little scary.
It's gonna be great.
Backwards.
Uh-huh. So, I want backwards. I want.
We can get it back to normal.
Still just undo that, right?
Yep. Just undo, and now that's normal.
Oh, that's cool.
That was one song, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to mix this song in under Nicole, so that after she finishes talking, the song comes right in. So what I'm going to do now is copy it to the clipboard. And now I'm going to go back into her original file of her talking here.
Hey folks, what's up? My name's Nicole, and I have fun.
I'll ask the mix man here. Carl.
Yo.
This little clip of her talking.
3.870.
Is 3.870 seconds, okay?
Hey folks, what's up? My name's Nicole, and I have fun.
So where do you think we should start? Where should we start the music under?
Play it again.
Hey, what's up? My name's Nicole, and I have
right
fun.
There.
Where?
After the have fun part.
After the have fun? Okay.
After have fun?
After have fun? Or should it be when she starts, when she says having fun? When she says have fun. To have the music start there.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, so let's try it.
Next, what's up? My name's Nicole, and I have
fun.
Okay, right here. So let's try this.
Start marker. M. Mix. Time when mix will begin. 0000002. Build log. Processing mix. Cancel. Button. 41%.
Let's take a listen.
Hey folks, what's up? My name's Nicole, and I have fun.
Well,
nice. That's great.
So I've never done that. That's cool.
So that's fine. Yeah. So that's
really good.
That's her first song. There's a second song which we got to put in.
Dialogue.
So I'm gonna do that.
My name is. G-W.
And you picked this one out for
you. I feel musical one.
Yeah, I picked all these. She gave Cheryl a CD and said, play, you know, pick three songs off of this. So this is the second one we picked. This is kind of a little change of pace. Jeez.
Once in a lifetime means there's no second chance. So I believe that you want me to grab it while we can.
Yeah, that's a nice song.
I know this song.
You can play, will you play that on what, the piano?
Yeah.
Yeah. Piano. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to mix this in. When the first one fades out, this one will start playing. So let's go back to this file.
Hey folks, what's up? My name's Nicole, and I have fun.
All right. Yeah. So let's see.
321.971.
Okay, so this whole bit is 3 minutes and 21 seconds. I can either jump ahead by a minute or whatever in this song, or what's cool is I can type in a particular time. So let me try that. So we're going to do that instead. We're going to type in the time that we want to jump to in this file, the actual time in minutes and seconds. Let me go to
my left head B filgum, marker K filgum, set F is plus E dialogue, set marker, time base position, T, start, 0000.
I want to jump, since this is 3 minutes and 21 seconds, I want to jump 3 minutes into the file. So I type 3:00:00:00:00. Enter. And now let's play from here. This is easy because this song just ends. What we're going to do is we're going to rewind from the end.
Rewind. Stop.
Okay.
Rewind. Pause.
Okay.
Key. Start marker. Play. Play. Pause. Start marker.
Now we're going to do a mix.
M. Mix. Time to mix will begin. 003. Processing mix.
So that's mixed in. Let's now go almost to the end so we can hear how this will sound.
Set marker 3:01:06 period 0000.
So I could tighten that up a little if I want. I could have a little less space in there, but it's pretty good. So that's the kind of stuff that you can do. Now this one, I forget whether this one at the end, I think
rewind.
This actually,
stop.
I think this one, oh no, this doesn't fade out either, this play just plays.
Pause. Play.
So that one just fades out too, and then you can mix the third one.
You said she did the cooking show. If you were doing the cooking show, the way you take things up, you stick things back in, obviously, yes?
You can stick anything back in that you take, as long as you checked it, yeah. You can stick anything back in that you take
it. If you did your cooking show,
right.
You forgot an ingredient.
Yes.
You go back and stick that in.
Yes, you
can
go back and stick it in.
So you can stick anything in.
You can stick anything in, exactly.
Take anything out.
Or take anything out.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering, if you could actually go in and tape something that was.
Yes, you could. You could exactly. You could re-record something and then just match the levels and then stick it back in so it would sound like it was put in the first time.
Okay. That'd be great, even like for essays and the kids or book reports or something that they did type it and I forgot something. And
right. Exactly.
Oh, that doesn't sound right. Let's take that out.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like word processing with audio, basically.
That's all. That's
right. And it uses a lot of the same commands, right? I mean, when you're in Word, you do Control C
right.
to copy.
To copy, right.
And
right.
Control A to select all.
Right, select all, yeah.
Tim, how did it get so cheap? Was it a lot more at once?
20 years ago, this kind of stuff was really expensive, but now with the computers are so cheap that you can do in software what you needed to do in hardware. 20 years ago, you would have had to have a couple $1,000 tape recorder to do this, and now you can do it with a $40 piece of software and a computer and a whole music library on CD or whatever.
Oh yeah, I was forgetting.
I've used that. Well, I haven't used that, but I go to a music studio to record all the time.
Yeah.
And they have programs like that, and they've actually shown me how like parts where they want to dub dub the voice, they'll take it something out and put it back in.
GoldWave is not technically really a multi-track program, meaning that you wouldn't, if you were going to be doing like music with 10 different parts, you wouldn't use something like GoldWave, but there are programs like Sonar that you would use for doing more music stuff with, like recording, you know, a whole band, for example, where every instrument's on a separate track. It's fun working on the radio show, because by the time when Nicole or Keandre or Dayon, you know, sits down here, all they're recording is their little voice parts, and then they give us a list of the songs they want, or they give Cheryl a list, and then I put it all together, and by the time it's done, it sounds like a real radio show.
Real radio show. Yeah. I can do it. It's on the website now.
The latest show?
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a, that's the hard part, is finding all these things, right?
Well, I have to.
Do you have trouble with Keandre's?
I found, the only one I found of Keandre's, I found It Was a Good Day. I found that one. I didn't find the other two. No, it's
Ice Cube.
I can play a little of it. Hold on, I got it here.
Oh, my name is Combo.
Yeah. G-W. Just so she can hear.
It was a good day.
I agree.
Processing audio.
Ice Cube's
on it. This is actually the edited version. I didn't
77%.
I didn't get the non-edited, the unedited version, because
explicit.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no pork. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out.
Well, that's that song.
There we go.
Now, were you gonna show us recording? Like singing?
Oh, yeah. Karaoke.
Oh, my name is Daryl. To kill a sunrise, girl's walk. Processing audio decompression. Cancel.
Do you need this?
60%.
You can just sing right into it.
No, I'll use that.
You're going to sing, Fred?
I am. I'm not going to sing a whole song. I'm just going to do a little bit, and then I'm going to show you how to see if we can mix it in here. Actually, most of you probably don't know this one, because Jeffrey knows it, because it's more our generation.
I'll sing.
I'm in that generation.
Oh yeah, you'd know it.
Yeah. I'm not gonna ask.
Yeah, but yeah, you would know this song. This is a karaoke version of Tequila Sunrise by the Eagles.
That's a great song.
Which is a great song from the 70s. I know, sorry, you weren't born in the 70s, but it was a good day. So, let me,
1894,
right? You know,
that's me.
So, what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to just record just a measure or two of this and then mix it in to show you that you can with GoldWave. If you've got the karaoke music, you can actually do your own karaoke, which is kind of
cool.
Fun.
Fun. Yeah. I do karaoke.
What I'm going to do now is open a new file.
New song. Number of channels. 2 stereo. Girl walk. Play. Start.
Start recording here.
Record.
And now we're going to play this
walk
one.
Play.
Tequila sunrise, stirring slowly across the sky. Said goodbye.
Okay, that's enough.
So
now,
play.
And now we're gonna play this one.
Gotta get that out of there.
Fast
forward.
Tequila stop.
It's another tequila.
Stop. Now.
Play. Pause. Start marker. Play.
It's another tequila.
There we go. Trim that out.
trim, please.
It's another talk.
Okay, so now we're going to mix this in. Copy that to the clipboard.
Copy to clipboard.
Go back to the original song.
Please. Start marker, play.
Let's try that.
Stop. M. Mix. Processing mix. Arrow. Go.
It might be a little off.
Off of you.
But we'll try.
A. Play. Transport. Pause. Pause. Transport. Pause.
It's another tequila sunrise.
I did it! Pretty good for a time!
First time.
No! So that's it!
Wow.
Nice job.
Excellent. You're my hero.
He's a genius.
Can you put like funny things on your voice now?
It's another thing.
Yeah, oh. Funny things like what?
Okay. Like make you echo or.
Oh, chip. Okay, yeah.
Reverb.
Chipmunks? Chipmunks?
Echo. Have your reverb. Five.
It's another tequila sunrise.
Or how about this one?
Have your funny.
It's another tequila sunrise.
Here we go.
It's another tequila sunrise.
That's fun.
Stirring slowly.
Flange. That's the flanger.
Double voice.
Oh, here.
It's another tequila sunrise.
That is
nice.
Stirring slowly across the sky.
The second voice.
Maybe not such a good idea.
He didn't quite stay with you, Tim.
No, but stay with you.
So, Jimi Hendrix.
Heavy reverb.
Hollow.
It's another tequila sunrise.
Yeah.
It's another tequila sunrise.
A chorus, yeah.
It's another tequila sunrise.
So,
what's your chipmunks?
I will want to sing it.
Chipmunks? All right, yeah. Chipmunks. Hold
slow
on.
Way down.
Slow way down? Okay, let's see. Let me do.
W, 200% V rate. Processing time warp. Pencil.
Time warp.
It's another tequila.
You sound good too.
That's audio.
That was great.
Yeah.
So, Tim, do you make your own instruments?
Karaoke stuff I either buy or I find on the internet somewhere, and then I just put in my own. I put in my own vocals.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank Tim for coming and presenting to us.
Thank you so much.
Excellent job, and thank you, Cheryl, for arranging it.